Hey, Sean, how are you?
I am good, Snake. It is always good and always a pleasure to talk to you. I'm going to start this off right now because I've been watching a lot of interviews of the band and live footage, and I go back to day one with you guys, and nothing against Johnny, Tony, or ZP, but the energy and excitement that I see coming from the band in interviews and those performances, it reminds me of 1989, man. Am I reading into this correctly? Feeling that way too?
You most certainly are, yeah. It feels like a rebirth of sorts, if you will. It's everybody that's been around the creation of this record kind of feels the same way. We set out with a purpose of, thanks to our producer, Nick Raskulinis, creating a quintessential Skid Row record, something that people would be able to identify with if they were fans of the earlier records. You kind of got to go sort of retrace your steps a little bit and get back to that core and essence of who you are and the reasons why you started a band in the first place or picked up a guitar or started writing songs. And that is still within you. It's just that a lot of life has happened over the course of the last 36 years. And so you just have to, like an onion, man, you just got to strip away the layers until you get to that the core, the heart, and the essence of why you're doing this. Once we, you know, got together with Nick and he started, like, stripping us down, so to speak, and kind of reintroducing us to ourselves, it was pretty exciting because a lot of creative ideas and feelings started coming forth. And, you know, he knows our music so well, so when we were working on these songs, he'd be able to reference something, say, he'd go, all right, I like that part before the B verse, but that part going into the chorus, why don't you do something like you did in the B verse of Monkey Business? And then you go, oh, okay, I remember that guy. And you start getting all those feelings back. And it was really exciting. And we did it with every song. We rebuilt every song that we had written for the record in much in the same fashion. And we followed his direction. We put our complete trust in Nick because he had the vision of what he thought a Skid Row record should be. And I'm very thankful that we put our trust in him and left our egos at the door in order to allow it to happen.
We're going to get to hear all this music starting tomorrow. The gang's all here. Officially be available for however people consume their new music now. It's the first with Eric. It's the first new music from Skid Row in a very long time. What was it like going back in there with another lead singer, a new lead singer? And obviously you just mentioned your producer. What can we expect from the new record?
I think people will recognize it. I think this record could have easily fit in between the first and second Skid Row albums or in the third Skid Row album very easily. And I notice it especially when we play the songs live, they don't feel out of place at all. The first single, The Gang's All Here, fits right in going, like, say, after Big Gun. And the second single, Tear It Down, fits perfectly with coming out of Psycho Love or something. Same thing with Time Bomb. It goes really well, you know, going into something like You've Gone Wild. And so nothing feels out of place at all. That was a big thing because sometimes you create songs and they just don't work in the set for whatever reason. And we haven't had that happen, luckily, with this. So I think people will find the record to be a familiar nod to their past relationship with the band.
Yeah, again, like I said, I've seen some live footage with Eric and you guys, and you look re-energized. How did you find him? Where did you find him?
He was on our radar back in 2009. He was just a young whippersnapper, and he auditioned for the Swedish version of American Idol with the song 18 in Life. And so we had found out about it. We were obviously humbled by that and didn't have any, you know, connection or anything past that. And then around 2018, 2019, his band Heat opened up for us in Europe, so we were able to hear him play every night. He sounded great. But we casually said hello, crossing paths and whatnot. Nothing came of it. And then in February, we realized that we needed to make a change vocally. And it was a very difficult decision. We're on a strict timeline. We said it was probably the worst time to do this, but we have to do it. Approximately the same time, Eric had been putting up videos of him doing covers of Dio songs and Iron Maiden songs and Queen songs, and also did another version of 18 Alive. So we came, it got in our periphery, and we started digging deep and digging deep, and we're like, man, we should see if this guy would be interested. So we didn't mention anything about joining the band. We just sent him a track and said, hey, man, we've got a couple songs we'd like to hear your voice on if you're into it. See what happens. And so we sent him Gangs All Here, and he sent it back, and we were all like, holy crap, like, this is for real. And so we, you know, being cynical, we sent them two more songs, and they came back just as good. And then we basically got on a Zoom call with Rachel and I and had a little small talk and said, you know, do you want to, how do you feel about being the new singer for Skid Row? And he took a moment and he just said, I'd be honored. And he finished, we hired a singer for the band that we've never been in a room with and jammed with. And he finished recording 8 of the 10 songs for the record before we had even met. When we finally met him, it was 4 days before our first show with the Scorpions in Las Vegas. So we did everything the wrong way. That's not the way that you find a new member from the band. And but it's just sometimes you just gotta trust your gut, and it's worked out amazingly. And he's just such a positive, great guy, and has a great sense of humor and same influences and a great work ethic. So he's been a shot of electricity for us, for sure.
That's awesome, man. The Gang's All Here, available tomorrow, I assume. New record, lots of touring in the future for Skid Row, correct?
Lots of touring, man. We go to we leave for the UK in a couple days, in Europe. Then we head to Australia in December. And then we'll be back in the States in March, and we'll be continually touring throughout the rest of next year as well.
Awesome, man. Well, I know I only got a few more seconds with you. I wouldn't be doing my job, but you're all looking forward, not going and looking back at that that first marriage, correct? It's all forward for Skid Row, right?
Oh, my God, yeah. Happy and happy. I mean, this has been such a great, humbling experience so far, and people are responding to what they've heard, and that just makes us realize that we've made the right decision.
Awesome. Snake, always a pleasure. All the best. We hope to see you here on the East Coast real soon. And everybody go check out The Gang's All Here. Friday it'll be available, my friend. You be good. We'll talk soon.
Well, hold it down there, okay? Down there in AC.
Yeah, get on down here. We'd love to see you.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate your time.